My name is Jim's Movies and Junk. I'm Notorious J.I.M.
And I'm Julian.
And today we're talking about The Karate Kid. No, we're not talking about the remake. I've never seen the remake. I don't plan on seeing a remake.
I guess I'll see it eventually, but I don't plan on it in the future.
Yeah, if it's on, I'll check it out. I thought about checking it out just for this show, but I chose not to because I can think of plenty of other stuff to do.
Like watch The Karate Kid cartoon?
Yeah, instead. I want to bash a movie I haven't seen yet, but it just really bothers me. It's called The Karate Kid and he learns Kung Fu.
I mean, that's not the only point why I don't want to see it. It's just I feel like they've already done The Karate Kid. It has its own story to tell, and them doing it again, I don't know. I just feel like it won't hit the same beats that I want it to.
I think also because The Karate Kid is such an original film in its own, compared to now, we've had so many Karate Kids, if you think about it, like just the same kind of situation. Not even dealing with karate, but just dealing with whatever.
Whatever, the football kid.
Yeah, the soccer kid.
Yeah.
What about the dogs, you know, Air Bud?
Yeah, flea throw.
God damn it. Alright, but long retriever?
Oh, there you go. Oh, man. This is good stuff.
But, yeah, so there's been so many of those. I don't feel like they really need to remake what's already been done before. And I'm not quite sure they can actually touch on the same thing they did with the first movie.
I mean, I know the story beats. Someone's walked me through the differences. And it seems fine. I feel like if I watch it, it'll just be like, it's an alright movie. Yeah. But, I don't know. It's sort of like, I've seen it already. Do I really need to see it again?
Yeah.
Which is mostly keeping me from it.
I do want to see it one day because Jackie Chan's in it. I'm a big Jackie Chan fan. And, you know, of course, everyone wants to hear him say, jack it off.
everyone wants to hear him say, jack it off to a young boy.
Yeah, jack it off to a young boy.
And then he wants to throw his balls at him.
But,
he does that. They throw tennis balls.
But, yeah, we're talking about the original. I don't remember the original as much as I do the sequels for some reason. I guess I grew up watching the sequels more than I actually watched the original. Of course, you know, the next Karate Kid, I think no one really remembers that or wants to remember it.
I remember going to the theaters to watch the next Karate Kid because I love the Karate Kid so much that it's like, oh man, it's just more Karate Kid. But it had like bungee jumping and falcons and mantises and shit.
Yeah.
Fucking monks playing, or monks bowling. Doing kung fu bowling.
Did they ever mention what happened to Daniel?
No, they don't bring him. Oh, no. I think in the beginning, like, Mr. Miyagi's going to a reunion for his war buddies.
Yeah.
And I think he mentions it. He's trained somebody before.
Yeah.
But it sort of feels like a betrayal, which we'll get into with the real movie.
I think it's funny that, you know, this Danielson moved on, got a life. Probably had kids or whatever.
Well, he's got to grow up sometime. Yeah. He can't be the Karate Kid forever.
He's Karate Man now.
Yeah. He wasn't even the Karate Kid when they started filming the movie. He was like 22.
Yeah.
He was like the Karate, I don't know, middle-aged man or something?
No, he's not middle-aged. He's 22. Well, I guess now he is middle-aged.
I mean, I don't know. I hear people like, man, I'm in the prime of my life. 35. It's like, really? 35? Yeah.
I can imagine him sitting around with his kids and stuff. Like, hey, did daddy ever tell you about how I won a karate contest?
He'll never shut up about it. Like, yes, God. We heard about the contest.
Get older, like, God, Grandpa, always with the contest.
Yes, we've seen the trophy.
Johnny, yeah.
You know what? Let me pull out the trophy real quick.
It's still shiny, you know? They went after my leg, man. I'm telling you, they went after my leg.
You like that car up there? I wax on and wax off every day. You know what? You and your generation, y'all don't know how to keep cars clean. Let me show you. Left hand this way.
What is this, MMA? Back in my day, we hit each other and got points at everything.
Yeah. There's not enough points in MMA.
Yeah.
Where's the ref to break it up after every hit? This is
stupid. Yeah.
I'm done. Drum punch.
Anywho, we're talking about the original Karate Kid. Alright, let's get straight into it. All right, he moves from where? New Jersey, right?
Yeah, he's from Newark, New Jersey, to San Fernando Valley in California. His mom got a new job with some, like, airplane. He says something like aerospace.
I think it's like a computer company, I think he said.
He says something to do with airplanes.
Yeah, because it's growing, it's not fully there.
Yeah, and then his friend that he meets is just like, whatever. You can tell that guy didn't grow up to be Bill Gates or anything. He had no faith in computers.
He would talk about what he did later on in the podcast.
Yeah.
Some friend, right? Yeah. So, hey, you know karate? Let's hang out.
I got some bullies I need you to beat up.
Basically, yeah. And remember, they walk right past the old lady. He just totally...
Yeah. They talk shit about her right in front of her face.
They're like, you're for Jersey too, huh? They're like, don't talk to her. She's fucking crazy.
This crazy bitch.
That crazy Catwoman bitch.
Well, she had a dog.
Well, crazy dog bitch.
Wow, that's really fucked up of you.
I said dog bitch back to back.
I guess. Maybe you're talking about the dog.
Yeah.
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
For now. So, Daniel moves from New Jersey, where he was living on the Jersey Shore, you know?
Yeah.
He was tanning all the time, popping his collar when he could.
Yeah, fist popping.
He was... You can't see it. I'm doing it right now. To California, where everyone's surfing USA and shit like that. And he knows nobody. Because he ain't got nobody.
God damn it. Yeah, you got my D.
And right away, he meets Freddy Fernandez. When he kicks open a door, karate style. You know, like...
just show he knows it already. You know, he's been practicing.
Who,
front kick.
Who is it in video games that kicks open everything? Like, they never use their hands open chest?
Oh, that's the fucking Hayabusa.
Yeah, right.
He's just running around kicking everything open.
Bah! Kicks open treasure chest. Kicks open doors. I wish he had his wallet, like, in his shoe, and he just kicked it into the air and kicked money at the register.
I remember when it came out, what the show was going to get it at night. I went to GameStop, and... The guy at the counter is like, dude, you gotta reserve this. I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't know. He's like, look at it. Play the demo. He just kicks over everything. He's like, look, I haven't shown you any moves. He's just kicking over a chest.
So Daniel meets Freddy. You know, they seem to be friends. They're kind of striking up a conversation about, like, shit to do in California.
Yeah.
And he goes into the house, tries to turn on the water, the faucet's broken.
Yeah, he's like, fuck this shit.
And his mom's like, well, why don't you go ask the maintenance man? Mr. Miyagi, because for some reason, everyone in the goddamn movie gets his name wrong. Yeah. Like, Daniel says Miyagi at first. At the karate tournament, they're like, the Miyagi Dojo.
Yeah.
Like, do you really just see, like, Miyagi and automatically think, yeah, it's Miyagi?
It sounds stupid. I mean, why just single out the G?
Why not be like Miyagi?
Yeah.
I don't know.
A Miyagi.
Yeah.
It looks more like Miyagi.
I mean, it looks like Miyagi, but fuck.
Like, I mean, it looks more like that if you want to, like, get it wrong and shit.
If you want to get it wrong.
if you're going to get it wrong.
I'm trying to fuck this guy's name up, alright? Show him disrespect.
Yeah, fuck your dojo. No, it's if you're trying to get it wrong, or if you're going to get it wrong, it would make more sense to say Miyagi than Miyagi.
Yeah. Then it sounds like you're trying to fuck it up. You know? Maybe we should, like, talk to the scriptwriter about it. Listen, dude.
Look, if you want to fuck up a name, just
yeah,
this is the way you do it.
Here, read my last name. What do you think of that? Because boy, do I get my last name fucked up. But anyways.
Do you?
Yeah, all the time. So he goes to see Mr. Miyagi, the maintenance man of the building, which later on seems kind of weird, because when you see Mr. Miyagi's house, it's fucking huge.
Yeah.
Like, how does he afford all this on a maintenance man's budget? Like, is he really making so much money, like, taking care of all these places that he can afford, like, a koi pond and...
Yeah, this is an amazing place for him to just be living at.
He's got, like, a billion classic cars. Like, he doesn't seem to do anything but go fishing, like, after that scene.
You never see him really fix anything except a bike.
I mean, later on in part 3...
He fixed the faucet, doesn't he, in the first movie?
Yeah.
He does fix it, he fixed the bike.
I mean, I guess he fixes everything. He said he built all the shit in his house.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I guess somewhere he was just like, let me learn a trade.
Yeah. Best karate ain't gonna carry me forever.
I'm no Bruce Lee. I can't just open up stores and shit. I can't open up dojos.
Yeah, I can teach people, but I can't really open a dojo. I don't have the money for that, but I have the money for all this.
Didn't Bruce Lee train with Steve McQueen?
He trained Steve McQueen. He trained Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So he got some kind of difficulty fighting someone. Mm-hmm. He's kind of funny. He's like, oh, you're tall. I probably wouldn't be able to reach you. You know how to fight? No? Fuck it. Let me show you.
Yeah. But it's interesting that Steve McQueen-Bruce Lee relationship, because Steve McQueen's son is in this movie. Chad McQueen or Chadwick.
Chadwick.
Which I guess he would go with Chad.
Yeah.
He plays Dutch from the Cobra Kai. Hmm. So, Mr. Miyagi's like, sure, I'll help you out. You know, whatever. You know, I'll see you later, Chunk Deuce. This is how he talks.
Is that he talks in this world?
For you who haven't seen the movie, this is exactly how he talks.
I got you, bro.
Yeah. Homies help homies, alright? Yeah.
Homies over hoes.
Yeah. You know, where I come from, Japan. everybody talks like this. You don't know? You ever been to Japan? No? Well, then how the hell do you know? And this is the first time we see Pat Morita. I guess at the time I didn't realize it because I was young.
Yeah.
But like in the 70s during, what's it called? Fonzie show?
Happy Days.
During Happy Days, you know, you saw Pat Morita as Mr. Arnold.
Yeah.
And
he had black hair, I think. This is one of the things that throw you off.
Yeah. He, you know, he was a little younger.
Yeah.
And he was mostly known as a comedian. So to be Mr. Miyagi in the movie.
Yeah.
I'm sure for people who are aware of it, it was probably weird. For me, I only knew him as Mr. Miyagi because I was, like, fucking two when it came out.
Yeah, we were kids. Also, I saw him do some kind of comedic stuff in some other movie or some kind of thing on TV years later. And I was like, really? You know, seeing it the opposite way around is kind of funny.
Oh, you know what?
Knowing him only as that, now he's funny.
To tie into one of our older episodes, this movie came out in 84.
Yeah, I think we touched on this movie and episode.
That's weird. So I was not even born when the movie came. I was about to be born.
Yeah.
But I guess like now all I know him as Mr. Miyagi. At the time it would have been weird. You know, like, hey, what's Arnold doing teaching this dude karate?
Yeah.
And they wanted to get some other people. Mako, for example. You might know him as the dude who eats the candy bar from Die Hard.
Yeah.
Or other serious roles that aren't Die Hard related.
I think Mako was actually, Mako was the dude who taught Connor McCloud how to fight later on down the line, and they got beheaded.
Like everybody does in
the series. Yeah, like everybody does. Series. By fucking Mario Van Peebles. So he could take his powers and become like fucking all, you know, badass.
But interestingly enough, one of the people that they wanted to get for, well, they didn't get Mako because he was busy filming Conan the Destroyer.
Yeah, he was.
The sequel to Conan. But one of the guys they wanted to get was Toshiro Mifune, who I guess film nerds would know from like Seven Samurai and Yojimbo and stuff.
Yeah.
But when he auditioned, they thought he was too serious to be Mr. Miyagi. You know, he was like, I don't know, I guess too serious would be the best way to explain it. Like, he felt too samurai for sort of like a light kids movie.
Like, you wouldn't be able to have fun with him.
Yeah. He would be, like, the constant, like, gotta do this, Daniel. You know, he's not Mr. Miyagi. This is Mr. Miyagi. Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
But,
hey, guy.
Yeah. What's up, bro? But
what's on, bro? You gotta do
it. Yeah. And Toshiro is, like, super serious. Hey, do this shit.
See, do it now!
It's the slight change in there that'll do it.
Hear the Arnold voice. Get to the chopper now, Daniel.
You got to do it. That...
You west on, you west off.
So the next scene we see after this, Daniel and his new friend, apparently new friends, because there's like four other dudes there.
Yeah, because he meets that one guy by crying, kicking him. And then, next thing you know, not intentionally, of course, kicking the door and smacks him in the face.
Yeah.
But after that, now he just has a group of people. He has a posse now.
I guess you're supposed to like put together, or you can put together, that those were Freddy's friends.
Yeah, he just put them in a group.
Yeah, and he's like, hey, there's a new guy, Daniel. He kicks a lot of ass, everybody.
I should know.
We should call him the Ass Kicker. And they call him Little Ass Kicker.
Yeah.
Because he's a big fan of The Walking Dead. And
better like Pussy Destroyer.
Yeah. And they're playing soccer on the beach, which is apparently a big deal in California at the time, because we get a lot of shots of people playing soccer.
Yeah.
Even later on in the film. And that's when we first see Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah.
As, what the hell was her name? Allie. Allie with an I. I should have remembered that.
No, they never tell you that it's with an I.
She does say that. Remember when, after the scene where we go back to the school, and he's like, I never got your name. She's like, it's Allie with an I.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, right. My name's Daniel with an L. And somehow they fell in love. I don't know.
Yeah. That's all you needed, the alphabets to go together.
Yeah. What's up, baby? Julian with a J. You know, not with a Y, I guess.
Can I put my L in your eye?
Huh?
Huh?
J-U-L-I-A in your mouth? But,
that was pretty good.
So they're hanging out on the beach, kicking the old soccer ball around, you know, the white kids did in the 80s.
Yeah.
And we see Elizabeth Shue, or Allie, who I will refer to as Elizabeth Shue from now on.
Yeah, because fuck her name on the movie, right?
Yeah, I mean, what am I going to call her? The girlfriend from Back to the Future 2?
Yeah.
Which she was. Or the prostitute from, what was it? Leaving Las Vegas?
Was it?
With Nick Cage?
She was older, right?
Yeah.
But she still looked young, I guess.
I mean, she looked young enough. She wasn't supposed to be, like, a young woman. She was just a lady.
Yeah.
I mean, at the time of the filming of the movie, she was currently going to Harvard.
Yeah.
Which, kind of weird. You would think you'd probably want to finish Harvard. It was a pretty prestigious school.
Yeah.
So we see her. They're kind of hanging out on the beach. Apparently, also back then, you spent all fucking day on the beach.
Yeah, it wasn't just, like, you know, for a little while. It's, like, all fucking day.
Because they showed up during the daytime, kicking the soccer ball around. Then later that night, they're roasting weenies and marshmallows and shit.
Yeah, well, I guess it's more accessible because it is California, and I guess it's closer.
The beach? I mean, I guess it's like, what the hell else are you going to do?
Yeah.
Except go to the sweetest arcade in the world, which we'll get to. So Daniel and Allie making eyes at each other the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, doing like the casual what the fuck? Doing the casual movie flirting.
Yeah.
That you generally see. Like, you're looking at me? Eyes,
yeah.
Huh?
Don't want to say anything. It's just a lot of just like eye contact and smiling.
Yeah. Quick glances and what have you. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, popping beers, comes the fucking Cobra Kai on their sweet dirt bikes.
Yeah.
Coming to fuck shit up. They're not big fans of Bananarama's Cruel Summer. No. Because they immediately go bust up that fucking boombox. Oh, we also skipped over the guys playing soccer, kicking dirt all over the girls.
Yeah, kicking dirt all over the girls, because that's how you treat women in California, I guess, on the beach.
As we'll see later, Daniel.
In the 80s.
Who kicked dirt on her earlier, pretty much kicks dirt on her the whole movie, metaphorically.
Yeah.
And even when Johnny shows up, he's revving his dirt bike, kicking up dirt all over him again.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if the 80s was just, like, this kind of sexist, let's treat everybody like dirt. But I guess if you want to, you could read that in there.
Yeah.
So, he shows up, you get the feeling, hey, these people used to date. He's sort of a little too aggressive with his, grabbing of Allie.
Yeah, he is. Well, before he smashes the radio, he cuts it off first, and then she cuts it back on, and then he smashes it.
Yeah. And then Daniel's like, hey, give her the radio back.
It's already been smashed and shit.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not smashed.
No, actually, yeah, because he just cuts it off, and then he takes it. But he smashes after the whole encounter, I think. Cause don't they run over it?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's after it's been smashed. Doesn't he kick it?
Yeah, well, we're talking about that. Go ahead and get into it.
So, pretty much all that happens. And, you know, Johnny's just super handsy. You kind of get this feeling he may be a little too aggressive in his personal life.
Yeah.
Maybe the Cobra Kai's are teaching you a little bit more than you should know. You know, I'm not gonna say the Cobra Kai's a rapist.
They do say he takes what's his or takes what he wants.
Yeah, shows no mercy even in the bedroom.
Yeah, and, sweeping the leg into the bed.
So Daniel's like, "Hey, stop being an asshole," and you know, give her the fucking radio back. All in dialogue that
happens in the movie. Yeah, because of the kids' movie.
And all of his friends or his new friends, Freddy Fernandez is like, "Yeah, kick his ass, Daniel. You know, it's the only reason we have you around."
Basically, yeah.
And Daniel just runs straight at him and gets tripped like 4 times because he's a dumbass.
Basically, the way you treat someone in Street Fighter.
You play footsies?
Yeah, get him in the corner, trip, uppercut, something like that, milky. That's what happened.
Well, like in Evo, like footsies is when you take advantage of the space between the two characters.
Yeah.
Which doesn't really matter here.
There's a lot of tripping, him falling down, and it, you know.
He fucking punches him in the fucking face.
Yeah. Does he give him a kick? I think he does give him a kick.
Yeah, he kicks him in the fucking stomach.
Yeah.
And, so everyone's sort of turning on Daniel, like, oh man, what a fucking loser. This dude didn't even beat up Johnny.
Yeah, like no one else can, but clearly yeah. they expect him to. So now he can't do it. Fuck him. And all his friends he just made just walk away like, ah, fuck him.
One of them has a beer out of nowhere.
Two of them has a beer out of nowhere, really.
Yeah, the Cobra Kai showed up with beer, so were they friends with the Cobra Kai?
Or did they just take it while Johnny was... Well, not Johnny Boy. Yeah, were they taking it while Johnny was beating the shit out of Daniel?
Probably. They're like, hey, he's back his turn. Let's get beers.
it was probably an elaborate plot for them to be able to get beer. Because they are underage.
They're like, look, we don't know this guy. Let's set him up to get his ass whooped, because the Cobra Kai always has beer on him.
Yeah, and they always ready to whoop somebody's ass.
But if you're a fucking senior in high school, is one beer going to be enough?
Well, you don't know how many beers they had probably hidden away.
But okay, so the Cobra Kai, they stole all their beers?
No, I mean like...
Because like, the Cobra Kai had like six packs. Because remember they were pulling it off of the rings?
Oh yeah, that's right.
I mean the friends. Like, it looked like they just stole one beer.
Yeah, they just stole one beer. It could have took a whole... I guess it could have.
I don't know.
Could have darted off while Daniel's getting his ass beat.
One beer is just enough to piss me off.
Well, they're kids too, so beer is like... There's kids in the 80s, so they can't just get some old guy to do it.
So you're saying, Easter. I thought that's what everyone did in the 80s, paid a bum to go buy you beer?
Well, I thought it was like more of a, in our time.
Nah.
Could have been.
Kids paying you to buy them cigarettes.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I've done that, but I've seen it happen.
I've never done it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me neither.
I haven't.
It's like, hey, who's your favorite band? These guys? Alright, you're cool.
Yeah.
That's my chit. So everyone's like, fuck Daniel. He's a loser. He got beat up. They even do say, he's a loser. Which is like fucked up because you barely know this dude. Are you really going to... And it's not like he didn't fight back. He fucking fought back. He got a sucker punch in there somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, he got a Zack Snyder movie in there. So they're at the school playing soccer because that's what everybody does in California.
Yeah.
You know, we got to close up those borders or else we're going to get a lot of soccer.
Jesus. Are we really going there?
Why not? No, we're not. It is Cinco de Mayo. So we see Daniel practicing the weakest kicks in the world back home.
Yeah.
He's reading a book that he must have got from some fucking library.
He checked it out right after he got a black eye.
Yeah. Look, I need something that'll help me with this black eye. Well, what can I check out from here?
Karate?
Yeah.
Karate
book. Yoga, maybe? I don't know.
Karate, the Chuck Norris way.
Yeah. The teachings of Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
And Mr. Miyagi comes in to fix the sink. And he's like, oh, you're practicing karate, huh? Well, that looks pretty weak, but...
Weak.
Weak sauce. But, you know, whatever. And,
I'm not trying to brag or anything, but that's happened to be a karate master.
And this is where we learned Daniel, when earlier he told Freddy Fernandez he knew karate. Yeah. He just took a few classes at the Y.
Yeah.
Which, really, like, classes from the Y, and you're going to be like, yeah, I know some karate. I wouldn't even, like, if I did anything at the Y, like, ran on the treadmill, I'd be like, I don't really work out. Like,
yeah.
I can't take full credit for anything I learned at the Y. And then Daniel's, like, wearing sunglasses because he got beat the fuck up.
Yeah.
And his mom's like, let me see your face. Which clearly she knew something was up.
Well, moms always do.
It kind of seemed like she thought he was on drugs. Like,
yeah, that's just like, you've been doing it ecstasy, huh?
Yeah.
That way, hasn't that been invented yet? Not yet.
No, it was invented in like the 70s.
Oh, so yeah, you've been doing X. It was the name that they came up with in the 80s. Just throwing out there. I don't know.
You've been listening to X.
Yeah. X gonna give it to you.
Yeah, well, I thought I'm talking about the band X. But
yeah.
You've been listening to King's X. How about that?
Yeah, there you go.
With that cool-ass bass player with the, like, frohawk.
Yeah.
That shit was awesome. But anyways, do you remember that?
Yeah.
But, he goes to school, he meets Allie, they finally talk for real this time without kicking sand on each other and shit. Without treating her like shit and kicking sand in her fucking face. He learns her name is Allie, with an I.
Yeah.
And we see the Cobra Kai go to his school. And this is where Daniel's like, fuck, you know, I'm never going to be able to, like, live my life because these dudes are always around.
Yeah, this is their school, so they're not going anywhere and shit.
So, like, he, like, fuck, I can't do anything at school. I can't go to the beach.
Yeah.
You know?
Shit, God.
I don't even know if I can go to the damn store without running into the Cobra Kai.
They're everywhere.
And, he goes with his mom to go eat at a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
And across the street is a dojo.
Yeah.
That just says karate. So.
Oh, yeah, because he wants to go to actually learn.
Yeah. No more of this, like, learning out of a book shit. Because fuck books. Am I right, everybody?
Yeah, fuck a book.
You know, I've never learned a single thing from a book. It's all Wikipedia these days. And,
fuck paperback.
Yes. You hear that, Beatles paperback writer? Not for me. And, he goes to the dojo. You know, maybe I can learn some karate, defend myself one day.
Yeah.
You know, not any time in the future, because clearly I'm just going to run away from every encounter. And guess who's at this fucking dojo? The Cobra Kai.
Jabbing it up, because that's all they learn in the whole fucking movie is a jab.
Yeah, he's like, okay, guys, straight jab, or jab punch. And they're throwing rights.
Yeah.
Makes net, that's not a jab. So they're learning wrong, first of all.
Yeah.
So someone needs to take this karate dojo down.
Which, as you can see, probably contributed to Johnny losing at the very end of the movie.
Yeah. Sweep the leg. I'm gonna kick him in the stomach, right? That's how we do it?
Yeah. I thought we just jabbed.
Yeah. I thought we jabbed with our right hands. And, so it's like, oh, fuck, I can't get away from the Cobra Kai. They're everywhere. We find out that the teacher, or the leader, sensei?
Yeah.
Sifu, whatever you might want to call him, of the Cobra Kai is, John Kreese, right?
Yeah.
Or am I just making up John? No, it's John Kreese.
Yeah, it's John Kreese.
He's a former Vietnam vet.
Hey, wait, let me ask you this. Was he in Rambo?
I can look it up.
Like, maybe part two. Rambo part two.
Martin Cove. Rambo First Blood part two, yep.
Yeah, so he was. Yeah, I remember him for that.
So, former Vietnam vet, Special Forces, John Kreese, head of the Cobra Kai. You know, he comes back from Nam, like, maybe one of the worst wars we ever fought.
Yeah.
You know, we're fighting all kinds of, like, you know, dudes sneaking around in the fucking pits and jumping out of rice fields and killing people.
Yeah.
For some reason, he was like, you know what? I go to this Asian country. Let me learn karate. Like, what about Nam made him go karate? That's what I'm doing when I get back to America.
I hate him so much because I'm so racist now against Asians, as you see later on.
And he does throw out all kinds of slurs.
Yeah, like every chance he gets. So much, but I need to learn a way of fighting.
Yeah. Or maybe because, like, we lost Nam, he's like, you know what? They know something we don't know.
You think we lost Nam?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too, but I say a lot of people don't really admit it. They think it was just a draw.
I mean, he's just the dude, you know, if Born on the 4th of July has taught me anything, when they came back, people were spitting on him and shit.
Yeah.
You know, gave no respect to the guys who fought Nam.
Yeah.
So he's just trying to get his life together, you know, open up a dojo, maybe, like, earn some money. I mean, clearly he took his methods too far.
Yeah.
As we also did in Nam when we were, like, going through villages and doing shit that we probably shouldn't have been doing.
Yeah.
So Daniel leaves. He's like, I can't get away from these people. He goes back, talks to his mom. And we get, like, you know, them talking. We see the Cobra Kai guys in the background pointing at Daniel.
Looking menacing as all fuck.
Yeah. They get on their bikes. They're like, we're gonna fuck with this dude later.
Yeah.
So Daniel decides the, after, like, eating lunch with his mom and sort of talking to himself about Allie.
Yeah.
Because she's like, all right, I gotta go. And he's like, man, Allie's hot. I gotta hurry up and bike home. And
yeah.
I gotta use images of her on the beach for my spank bank. So he bikes home, I guess.
It's kind of weird because, like, he's with his mom. They're eating out. And then she leaves. And it's like,
he's like, all right, I guess I'll ride my bicycle from the heart of fucking California all the way back to our home.
Like, well, let's just go. I guess, like, because he had his bike with him. Could fit in the vehicle, maybe.
Maybe. Or, like, I don't even know, because she's supposed to be working at, like, an engine, like, some sort of computer or aerospace thing.
Well, maybe she went to work.
Yeah, maybe he met her for lunch.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who cares? Like,
we'll fix it. We'll make an alibi for this fucking movie. That's yeah. Why he's coming home late.
The movie doesn't really care about where his mom is from scene to scene, so I don't know, should we? So he's biking home. The Cobra guy who saw him earlier, you know, in the background.
I seen him!
They came up with the idea, guy. Like, we're gonna fuck with this dude later on when he's bicycling home.
No sell? You gonna no sell that?
I don't know where that's from.
Cobra Commander.
Oh, that's what that is?
Oh, shit. Yeah, cut it out now.
I would've went with, like, nice! I didn't want to do it loud because it hurts my throat to do Cobra Commander. You don't ever, like, do a voice and it hurts?
Yeah, sometimes. I used to do Bobby from Bobby's World.
That's pretty hard.
Yeah, it is.
At least for me it is. Like SpongeBob, I have to like hit my throat.
Give us a SpongeBob.
Am I right?
Alright.
But yeah, you have to like push. See?
Alright, great kid.
So, you know, they had their plan together. We're gonna murder this dude.
Basically. They're not just trying to beat him up anymore. They're really trying to fuck him up.
It does seem like they're gonna murder this guy at every chance they get. Yeah. Because he's riding home on his bike. They're on fucking dirt bikes. They grab each of his handles, speed up, then fucking push him off the road.
Yeah, actually, when you think about it, at the very beginning, I think he gets beat up and he sees, you know, sees the chick again later on. It's kind of a jerk to her. If you really think about it, because he's getting beat up over all the time over her.
Well, it's later on, like later on when the next scene.
Yeah.
Where we see him. He's like, look, I'm alright, okay? Like, well, yeah, even at the beach.
Yeah, at the beach, when that happens, he gets upset about it. Later on, it's like, he falls in love with her. He thinks she's awesome. Gets his ass whooped and he thinks about it for a little while.
I mean,
is it worth it? I'm not Scott Pilgrim or anything. But.
Yeah. I'm having trouble enough with this one ex. I don't know about six other ones.
Yeah, I don't need six more Johnnies coming at me.
Johnny Cage.
Knoxville.
Yeah, Johnny Knoxville. But yeah, it just seems like they're going to murder this
Johnny
guy.
Johnny
Mnemonic. There you go. Johnny Five. I mean, if you speed up to like 20 miles and then push a dude over like a hill, like that's not just fucking being an asshole anymore, is
that's
it?
That's right,
like,
it's someone's life.
I mean, that's at least simple assault.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, you know, you don't go to the cops in California, so everything's all right. You know, Daniel's all pissed. His bike's a little fucked up. In, like, an act of frustration, he throws that shit in the garbage can.
What makes it funny is he carried it all the way home and then threw it in the garbage can.
And then he rage-quitted. Fuck this bike.
Like, why would you carry it entirely all the way home to your house? They throw the duster in front of your house.
Wasn't he close by? Like, didn't he fall down the mountain or fall down the hill long enough to actually get to the gate in front of his house?
I'm not sure how far away he was.
Well, he fell a million miles to his house.
Because he got there pretty fast after getting his ass beaten and fall off a bike.
And then rage quitting by throwing the bike away.
His home.
So he does that. His mom, who just happens to be walking around in the like at night,
so
by
the dumpsters. That doesn't mean she did go home. She just left him there.
I mean, maybe she went back to work. I mean, who cares?
I'm just saying.
We said earlier, who gives a shit? Maybe he's like, hey, I'm thin. I gotta stay thin. Let me bike home.
I just feel like she's just totally neglecting him. I guess she had lunch with him, but it was kind of obligated as a parent, I guess.
Well, she's a single mom. She don't have time for that. She's got to meet a nice fellow every once in a while.
Yeah, find someone who can help raise Johnny.
Yeah. Raise Johnny.
Not Johnny. Why am I still with Johnny?
I don't know.
help raise Daniel.
There you go.
Johnny is such a powerful name.
It is.
It is, right? Or with Daniel.
I'm going to have a son named Johnny.
Yeah, if you had to fight Daniel or Johnny, which one would you fight? Just like my name.
Daniel.
Yeah, just by name.
That's a little too nice.
Yeah.
You know, as they say in The Wire, just too fucking friendly. But it's for all you Wire fans out there.
I still haven't watched it yet.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
I'm going to get around to it. That finish all the Star Trek. Enterprise.
It's going to be for... Oh, all right then.
Just Enterprise right now.
So, him and his mom just happens to be out by the fucking garbage cans. And
just hanging out, having a cigarette or something.
Like, it's weird to think, because it was from, like, the middle of the day, now it's night, he got assaulted.
Yeah.
And his mom just happened to be hanging out by the garbage cans while he threw his bike away. And they're conveniently in front of Mr. Miyagi's, like, house. Or his, like, shed, I guess?
His work area.
Because he doesn't live there. We do see his house eventually. But I guess his workstation. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're arguing in front of that. He's telling his mom, like, hey, tired of getting my ass whooped all the time. You know, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
I'm fighting back, you know, the way any kid would do. Or, you know, any kid worth the salt, as the olden days would say.
Yeah, because he's not just getting bullied. He is trying to fight back, just not doing a good job of it.
Yeah, I mean, his lessons from the Y isn't going to do nothing against,
yeah,
you know, fucking crazy Nom training.
Jambomania, the school. Yeah. Or like, you think like he's running straight towards you, throwing his body at you, move that Daniel does in the beginning where he doesn't really know how to fight. would have helped to get somebody normal in the '80s.
I don't like who is he fighting? Fucking Hulk Hogan with cross bodies and shit like that? Missile drop kicks?
Just for the audience, he was fighting very shitty.
Long story short, he was shittily fighting.
Yeah.
So I think they cut to the next day, I believe. Or does he go to school? You know what? Just for time's sake, let's say they cut to the next day.
Yeah.
His bike's fixed. He goes to thank Mr. Miyagi. Mr. Miyagi's trimming bonsai trees.
Yeah.
That's where Daniel finally learns his name's pronounced Miyagi.
Yeah. He's like, I've been saying it wrong the entire time.
Yeah, I've been looking like an asshole this whole time. Why didn't you tell me earlier?
It's okay, Daniel-san. The whole world has.
Yeah. And, you know, they start striking up sort of a friendship. Mr. Miyagi's like, you know what? I can't just let this kid get his ass whooped all around my apartment complex. You know, it's going to look bad on me.
Bad for biz. I got to fix shit all the time.
I'm the maintenance man. I better maintain the fucking peace of this apartment complex.
He's like, look, I like to go fishing. I don't like to have my shit interrupted by boards and shit constantly breaking.
Yeah, I've given up on that bastard Freddy Fernandez. You know, maybe Daniel will be different. Plus, he's from Jersey. So, you know, he's got that going for him.
Yeah. It's better than nothing.
Tito Santana's a Mexican. I guess that's better than nothing. But Cinco de Mayo. So, Mr. Miyagi and Daniel striking up a friendship. The bonsai thing, I guess, is just sort of like, hey, this guy's Japanese. This is some Japanese shit.
Yeah.
The bonsai trees.
That's what Japanese people are doing, so...
I mean, maybe it's also to set up the patch he wears of the bonsai tree. And later on in part 3, they'll use it to set up a store for Mr. Miyagi to make money.
And then he screams it a couple of times in the movie.
Well, that's a different bonsai. So they're striking up a friendship. You know, Daniel sort of feels like, hey, I can talk to Miyagi. You know, he doesn't really have any other friends. Freddy Fernandez, you know...
Totally bailed on him after, like...
Fucked off, like, after one fight.
They built him up to be cool friends. Like, he's going to be that sidekick, just, like, cheering him on and stuff. But
he's going to be comic relief.
Yeah, there's no one else there. Like, you'll think he's the one that's, like, in the background. Come on, Dad, you can do it.
Yeah.
But no.
No. Fuck him. Fuck Daniel and his YMCA training.
Yeah. He ain't shit. So, basically, they leave him.
So, we find out that there's a Halloween party. Or, yeah, like a Halloween costume party at school.
Yeah.
And Daniel goes to Mr. Miyagi, tells him, hey, you know, the Cobra Kai are going to be there, but I want to go because Allie's going to be there, but I don't know what to do. And they come up with a pretty creative costume, I have to say.
Yeah.
Of a guy in a shower.
Yeah.
And it's just like a stick attached to his back somehow, like through a belt, because you kind of see like a seat belt on his chest that holds a stick to make it look like, you know, there's water and like a little curtain. So he can hide. Go to see Allie, treat her like shit, like he does in the movie. And while there, we get to see that Johnny not only drinks and drives a dirt bike, but also smokes weed in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So
what's up with the coordinated outfit they did?
I mean,
I guess they're a unit, but do they always have to dress up? I guess it's a cool scenery, though. Like, not scenery, but it's a cool vision, though, seeing them in the suits like that, the skeleton suits.
Well, let me ask you this. Do the Power Rangers have to wear their assigned color all the time?
I think they have to.
Like, if can Tommy ever decide, you know what, blue shirt today? Or is it just like, nothing but green for me? They're
the Green Ranger. I think it's changed now. I don't need to go by colors anymore. They're still colors, but they're called something else, maybe. I haven't watched it forever.
I know, I don't watch Samurai.
That's what it is, right? They don't do the colors anymore because of Samurai?
No, I just think currently they're on Samurai.
No.
I don't watch
like it. Like Samurai something.
Samurai Pizza Cats?
Yeah, fuck it.
You remember that?
Yeah.
They get shot out of a big gun. That was a pretty fun show.
Yeah.
And, man, pizza? I can go for some of that.
Yeah.
So, while there, we see Johnny smoking weed. You know, what an asshole, right?
I mean, yeah. Smoking weed and shit.
Everyone who smokes weed is evil.
Yeah, because weed is, like, so bad for you, man. It's a gateway drug.
Yeah, thank you, fucking Ronald Reagan's wife.
Yeah.
Just say no, my ass.
Yeah, you smoke one joint, next day you're doing heroin.
Yeah, smoke grass, you end up getting all hyped up, kill your girlfriend.
Beat your wife.
And other things from Reefer Madness.
Yeah.
So Daniel's like, you know what, fuck the Cobra Kai, I'm tired of these people beating the shit out of me every chance they get.
Yeah.
Trying to murder me. I'm gonna pour water on Johnny while he's smoking weed. So clearly, now Johnny finally has the revenge he needs.
Yeah.
Because how much was weed back then? Like $2? That's $2 out of his pocket that he saved just specifically for that joint that he was rolling.
Also, you think about it for a moment. Well, I'll let you continue. I'll bring this up because at this point.
What's bringing up now?
No, I'll bring it up in a moment. Just a moment. Go ahead.
So Daniel pours water on him and then runs away like a pussy. And
yeah. Like tee-heeing away. Tee-hee! He just runs.
Yeah, it's coming back around. And he runs away, fucking Cobra Kai dead on his ass.
Yeah.
They're all on foot. You would think Daniel, doing all that biking, might have some cardio on him, right?
Nah, they're catching him still.
Yeah, not so much.
And now it looks like a scene for the Warriors, because you got like fucking one
skeletons.
Guy.
Skeletons. Yeah. Oh no, the skeleton crew. And they get him back into the gate. Daniel tries to jump over it, even though when Mr. Miyagi shows up, we learn that it was open the whole time.
And the chain was like conveniently wrapped around it, but no, there's no lock.
Yeah, you just had to open it. Oh, I wonder why he never thought of, like, maybe I can go through it? No, over. That's my only option.
Yeah. And though most people shake it first, they cry and climb, but, you know.
Yeah, or hit it hard enough to move it.
Like, what if it's open? No time for that. I'm getting chased by skeletons. Fuck that.
I mean, I've never been chased by skeletons, so who knows how I'd react, right?
Yeah, it probably makes you react irrationally.
So they start kicking the shit out of Daniel. Literally and kicking him.
Favorite thing is Johnny's like, you should have left him well alone, but you couldn't. I'm like, you were fucking with him the whole time.
Yeah, right? Just because he poured water on you doesn't mean like you were never going to fuck with him again.
All right, here's the question I was going to ask. You think things would have turned out totally different for Daniel if we would just let Johnny smoke that joint? Or let them just smoke that joint? You think they would have been at the party like, there's Daniel. Want to fuck with him? Nah, man, am I?
No.
They're like, ah, fuck it.
Just because he's high doesn't mean they wouldn't have fucked with him.
You don't think he wouldn't have fucked with him?
I mean, who knows? I know dudes who smoke weed go do jujitsu. Like, that means nothing.
I just thought they would have just, like, kind of been more of a chill mode, just left him alone.
Now, here's the...
I think he instigated that. Maybe he instigated the ass whooping.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
It would have been, what if they never saw him there?
Yeah.
And he just went home. He never would have learned karate.
Yeah.
Who knows how his relationship with Allie would have turned out, even though by part two we find out not so well.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those, like, who knows what would have happened.
Yeah, it totally would have threw the movie off. I mean, he would have got his ass whooped later on down the line and still wouldn't have known karate by then.
Or maybe, like, he would have come home beat up again and Mr. Miyagi would have been like, all right, it's enough of this.
Yeah. He'd make him probably look bad.
Yeah. Let me knock this shit out of here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Who knows? So they're beating the shit out of Daniel more, even more than they were.
You extra. Know? They're putting a little extra pepper in it.
Yeah. They're putting a little extra pep in her sidestep.
Yeah.
And we get the, I'll tell you when he's had enough line.
Yeah, my favorite one.
Who was it? Bobby. Bobby's like,
yeah.
Come on, Johnny's had enough.
Yeah.
I'll tell you when he's had enough.
I still used to this very day in the bedroom.
Jesus.
I'll tell you when you've had enough.
Just like Johnny, taking whatever you want. And, oh, man. So he's going for one last kick.
Yeah.
But Mr. Miyagi saves the day by knocking him out the way.
Yeah.
And we get to see Johnny's kick hits a fucking wooden sign and, like, splinters the shit out of it. Like, it shatters to pieces.
So it's like, was he really trying to kill Daniel? Like, you know, his weed mean that much to him?
Yeah. Well, not even the weed.
It's just, like, he's just tired of his bullshit. Because really think about it, it doesn't make sense for him to take things, like, too far. At the very beginning of the movie, when he shows up and smashes the radio and all this stuff, Daniel just told him to leave her alone, and that was it. He just beat the fuck out of Daniel, and they continued to beat the fuck out of Daniel for days. Yeah.
I mean, it didn't help that everywhere he went, Daniel was there. Like, I'm maybe Johnny's like, I'm never going to see that guy again. What, he goes to school? What, he's showing up at my dojo? Yeah. What, he's fucking finger-banging my girl? Right? That's what people did in high school?
Probably, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, definitely. Definitely. It's a finger bang in the first blow job.
Mr. Miyagi saves him. And
move along, huh?
Yeah. Mr. Miyagi steps in, beats the shit out of five kids. I hope he's proud of himself. And and he pretty, like, he handily beats the shit out of these kids. We see one kid later, his arm's all fucked up in a sling.
Yeah.
And it didn't look like he did too much, like, arm-breaking shit, but, you know, maybe they have a weak constitution. I don't know.
Maybe I did, pressure he applied with his punches or kicks.
Yeah. Like, later on we find out you have to punch through. Or, as Mr. Miyagi would say, hey, you have to hit harder.
Yeah.
And Daniel, I think, is, like, knocked out at this time. Because he, like, has, like, a hazy view of what's going on. Mr. Miyagi brings him into the house. And he's like, hey, man, you got your ass whooped. And Daniel's like, where's that dude who saved me?
That's actually what dialogue.
Yeah, as we've established. Mr. Miyagi tells him, no, dude, that was me. I totally saved you, bro. And he's like, oh, man, you know karate? And he's like, sure. You just never asked before. I mean, I'm glad you didn't ask, because you didn't assume, you know, all Asians know karate, so...
It's just sad. Like, either you just don't know, you're racist.
Yeah. He's like, I appreciate you for not, you know, being racist. But I do, in fact, know karate, so I am playing into that stereotype. And he's like, you know, will you teach me karate? And he's like, you know what? No. That's not really something I do. You know, karate's only passed down between father and son. My father taught me karate. And I don't have any kids, so I'm never going to train anyone to do karate.
Never going to train again.
Yeah.
The guilty punches have got no rhythm.
But I'll do you one better. I'll take you down to this place. I'll talk to the guy who's teaching these kids fucking evil karate. Evil white man karate.
You show up and it's nothing but jabs.
Yeah.
Like, incorrect jabs.
I don't know where you're getting these spin kicks from, because all they'd ever do is punch. But I'll go down to this place with you. You know, talk to the dude, be like, hey, leave his kid alone.
Yeah.
So we go down to the fucking dojo.
Yeah.
We go down to the Cobra Kai headquarters. The HQ, they call it.
That's when you first see, like, the pictures on the walls and...
Yeah.
The show these being in Vietnam and...
We see his special forces, like... I'm holding an M16 photo.
Yeah, he's holding all kind of gay.
He's in the jungle. So we're like, oh, Nam. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, what other jungle war has been going on? Like, he wasn't down in Peru fighting drug lords or anything.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, guess what, dude? You mind leaving this kid alone? And that's Mr. Miyagi saying this.
That's your dialogue.
And Kreese is like, fuck no. You know?
Fuck that little guy.
Yeah, you know what? Racial slur.
Yeah.
Which no one ever uses these days. Have you noticed that, like, a lot of the Asian racial slurs...
Because,
Are just dumb.
I think the thing about it is... Mostly every racial slur is dumb. But because of one particular one is given so much power, it stays there. I think if everyone ignores it, it'll just go away. And just try to find something else better. I mean, think about, like... All the Asian names they had. Think about other black names they had, like Jungle Bunny. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
What the hell is a moon cricket? I've never figured that out.
Yeah. A porch monkey. Like, what?
Like, when I first heard moon cricket, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? With like, I didn't believe it.
Yeah.
But it's just like, you know what?
I think people are always trying for new ones, and this don't stick.
Get out of here, lazy river. Like, he told a Hawaiian guy that. That doesn't even make any sense to me.
Yeah.
Do they have rivers there? I mean, they must, right? But... He's like, you know what? Fuck your dude. I don't care. You know, I just got back from Nam, man. I seen some shit. I seen some things.
Would you recommend it?
And Mr. Miyagi's like, you know what? You want to be an asshole? Fine. That's fine by me. But if we're going to fight, we're going to do it at the All Valley State Karate Tournament.
Yeah.
And Kreese is like, all right.
You think he knew about it, or did he look over at the wall when we came in and saw it?
Miyagi? No, he probably just saw it as he walked in.
Yeah.
So, they're like, sure, we'll do this fight at the karate tournament, you know, fair and square, fairsies.
Yeah.
And, Miyagi's like, one more thing. Leave the kid alone for a while, will you?
Yeah, not until, like, we make it to the tournament, bro.
Yeah. Chill out for a while. Is that possible? You know, thanks. They did an awkward handshake.
Yeah. It's, like, all weird, and they, like, kind of fist bumped the explosion.
Yeah. See you. Yeah. You know, one army vet to another and shit like that. So now Daniel's like, man, what the hell am I going to do? I don't know karate.
Now I'm in a tournament. Yeah.
Yeah, you said you're not going to fucking train me. What the hell's up with that? And Mr. Miyagi's like, you know what? Fine. I'll train you.
Yeah.
Let's go to my house. My strangely elaborate fucking house that I've somehow afforded while being a maintenance man.
Yeah. He never questions. Not really.
Nope. I would, and all the fucking classic cars and shit.
Yeah. Like, why are you doing your job? You know, like, what are you getting out of that?
And not only that, we never see you do your job ever again. So,
yeah.
Where do you find the time?
He's fishing a lot. He's, like, not really doing anything. I guess that's why he's getting paid and not doing anything. That's a smart. You really think about it. He's probably already rich, but still getting paid not to do anything.
Probably. He's, like, 80 years old. Maybe. Yeah. A lifetime of working is finally paid off.
Yeah, he could probably fix stuff anyways. He's like, well, I might as well just fix stuff and get paid for it.
So now begins Daniel's training. We get the famous wax on, wax off thing. Yeah. Which stuck. And why of everything that he makes him do, why did wax on, wax off stick? You know, why not?
He didn't make him do, like, the paintbrush.
No, I mean in pop culture.
No, I'm talking about he didn't make him do all these other things and they just didn't catch on.
I wonder why.
Wax on, wax off is, like, I guess memorable.
Yeah, but when he had to paint the fence, as he was walking away, Mr. Miyagi's not in the scene anymore, but you can hear his voice.
Yeah.
Up, down, up, down, like...
He even left a little note on the fucking...
Yeah.
While saying up and down. But he said no up and down, side to side this time when you paint the house. And it's like, I guess no one cares. I mean, I think that maybe they ever try to make that pop culture, but...
Not really.
I don't know what they were doing, but it's just... There's something they were doing and just caught on, wax off, I guess.
I mean, there's no way they could have been like, we're making this pop culture.
Yeah.
That's not how it works. Yeah. People just sort of latch on to whatever.
Some people get him
a body bag. Why did that catch on?
Yeah. Some people do try to like get something out there. It just doesn't work all the time.
Like my new catchphrase, boom. Am I right, everybody?
And boom goes the dynamite.
Look out for it. So we get Daniel training. He's doing a lot of menial work.
Yeah.
And I remember as a kid being like, man, fuck this housework. Like, I don't even want to pick up my shit now.
Yeah, I thought it was stupid he was doing that stuff. Because, like, you didn't know exactly... You didn't know if he was really going to train him or not.
It just felt like, hey, I got a lot of shit for you to do, man.
Yeah.
And there you go. Paint this fucking fence. Sand this floor.
He does pick onto it later on. Like, later on, he realized, I'm just doing menial labor for no reason.
Yeah. What's the deal, Miyagi?
Yeah, but...
Miyagi? That's right. I fucked it up.
By the time we're seeing it, we catch on immediately that he's just doing bullshit.
As a kid, you do. I guess after seeing the movie, you kind of see, like, you know, you can see how he's teaching him to block. He's kind of building up his, like, shoulder strength and shit. Because, you know, Daniel doesn't look like he's strong enough to pick up. I was surprised he picked up his fucking bike.
Yeah, I'm surprised he carried his fucking bike.
I mean, I don't know. You would assume he's pretty strong.
Yeah.
You know, riding his bike around everywhere.
Bicycle. I've seen this whole fucking episode.
And eventually Daniel is like, hey, this is bullshit. I ain't doing this shit no more. You know, you just will have me around like a slave.
Yeah.
And Miyagi's like, guess what, dude? That was karate the whole time.
Yeah.
And he's like, what?
Say what? And then he shows him how to block and all this stuff.
Which... Again, as a kid, was like, holy shit, he did learn karate. Like, it was just like, what the hell was that?
Now we know what the deal is. But yeah, as a kid, that shit, I kept thinking, he just signed him up for a karate tournament and didn't make him paint a fence. All this other bullshit, it's not going to help him.
I guess as a kid, you're just like, here's the montage. Like, you're just waiting for that Bloodsport style, like, let's see everything happen.
Yeah, it doesn't come. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, why is he fucking waxing a car? This is dumb.
Yeah.
Get to fucking the kicking of ass.
Yeah, and the fucking, like, splits and shit that Van Damme used to do. You know, those kind of montages. Punching the meat.
Or, you know, whatever. Chasing chickens.
Yeah.
Or Rob Van Damme style. Doing splits, lifting 100 pounds.
Yeah.
But, no. He's doing all that. And, I don't know. I guess, I wonder how people thought of it at the time. Like, this comedian...
Yeah.
Is suddenly, like, doing karate shit. Because that one little flurry they throw, where he's just doing stuff, they probably had to practice the shit out of that.
I also wouldn't be a comedian and making them do all this stupid shit, like paint the fence and wax shit. Kind of makes you wonder if he's actually just fucking with them.
I guess the audience might have thought
that. Like the audience. Like, at that time, like they know him as being funny. And he's not really as funny at the very beginning, but he has his little moments of, like, you know, saying stuff. And it's like, is he just fucking with him? Like, is that a comedy bit he's doing?
and, you know, like, interspersed into this training and shit.
Yeah.
Daniel finally gets the nerve up to be like, hey, Allie, we're going on a date. Me and you.
Yeah. I know karate now, so I feel more comfortable.
I've been training a bit. Check out these guns.
Yeah.
The shoulder really coming in nice. What do you think? And they go to the sweetest arcade of the 80s.
Yeah.
Man, this place, like, it's like everything you ever thought Celebration Station would be or should have been.
Yeah.
It's a water park. You could jump around for a while, like House of Pain. You know, there's arcade games everywhere. You could probably throw a pretty sweet pizza party there.
Yeah.
And, you know, date's going fine, even though his mom had to, like, pick her up and shit.
Yeah, and everyone's cop blocking, if you remember. Friends are driving by in cars, try to get her to leave with them and leave Daniel.
They're like, hey, you going anywhere? I mean, I do see this guy kind of hovering around you awkwardly, but...
Yeah, I see you guys are kind of on a date, but you know what? Fuck it, we'll just hop in. Let's drive off.
I'm a stereotypical 80s guy. I have a pop collar. I'm wearing fingerless gloves and a headband.
Yeah.
Why don't you get in the car with me, baby?
Get out of my dreams, babe. Get in my car.
Yeah. Oh, man. I totally missed the opportunity to make that smoking in the boys' room joke when fucking Johnny was smoking. Which is kind of weird. And then, like, Johnny rolls up again with a car full of people. You know? He's always... Johnny's always, like, one head turn away from being anywhere Daniel is in this world.
Yeah. Is this, like, a small California for some reason?
It shouldn't be. California's big as shit.
Like, yeah. They just stay in this one regional area of California because, for some reason, every time Johnny's doing stuff away from his mom or Mr. Miyagi, Johnny's showing up.
Like, you would think they would make a bigger deal, like, hey, we're going out to fucking Petaluma this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, that...
Or it's like, no, we can't go... Daniel's not going to be there. We got to fuck with him, right?
Yeah, it's like if you think about that big ass like arcade part they had. Is he just going there that night?
Yeah, we didn't see him there. He just drove by.
Yeah,
to be a douche.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And you know, like Daniel does have a little bit more like he's got a bit more swagger in his step because you know Johnny can't fuck with him.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh man, now's the time to make my move.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to treat her like shit for the time being. That is until his mom pulls up. And is like, hey, kids, get in the car. And here goes Daniel. You could have left with those other guys, you know. Wah.
Yeah, I've been you know, fucking evil.
Ah, fucking crybaby ass. Karate man. And it's just like, Daniel, clearly she's still on the date with you. She didn't mind being fucking driven by your mom.
Yeah.
In your stupid station wagon that doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean...
Why are you going to trip now? Like, maybe if you went to school and she was like, I don't want to fuck with you no more. Then it'd be like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but she stole it down.
Yeah, she wasn't fucking tripping. It was all you.
Yeah. But I guess it's being insecure. I mean, he just recently learned karate. He got his ass beat on numerous occasions in front of the chick he likes.
I mean...
That's a confidence killer.
I think we all know an ass whooping take a lot out of you. But...
Consistent ass whoopings.
But there comes a time when even your friends are like, it'd be alright, dude. Like, yeah, you know, who cares?
It sucks because, you know, clearly he's had enough, but... Johnny hasn't decided yet that he's had enough.
Call back.
So nothing you can do about it, but just take it on a daily basis.
And the way this world works, he's going to have to, because he's everywhere.
Yeah, Johnny's everywhere.
Johnny's like the fucking AIDS epidemic at the time. He's just everywhere. And I guess the date goes like okay, because she doesn't seem to be mad at him the next... Like, she's sort of mad... But, you know, she folds, like, super quick when he's like, hey, it'll be all right, baby. Come on.
Yeah, I think she really cares about him, but it's just his insecurities and shit. It's like, well, he has issues or whatever.
It's like he's trying to do that Jersey Shore do shit on her.
Yeah, like, you know,
and it's working for some reason.
Yeah. He's like, you like this dude? Well, fuck him.
Yeah, and that's Johnny saying that.
Oh, yeah, by the way, also, I noticed that because of the fact that she was getting closer to Daniel because he was treating her like shit. Just think about it. She actually dated Johnny at one point.
I mean, we can't judge everybody on everyone they've ever dated.
I'm just saying. I feel like even though he's kind of treating her like shit, she bounced back for it. She still likes him and stuff. It kind of shows me that she makes terrible decisions sometimes.
You do sort of get that kicked puppy syndrome.
Yeah.
Like a puppy that everyone like, get out of here, and they kick. And it still wants to like come around and be friends with you.
Yeah. Also, if you look at it.
Okay, so you're trying to say that Johnny broke down her broke her down so much that Daniel being sort of an okay guy is good enough for her?
Yeah, I mean, I think he decided we had enough. And He's still going after her, so clearly he hasn't decided that yet.
Yeah, he hasn't got her a body bag yet, so maybe that's good.
Yeah. So I think, like, you know, and part two, she's gone, because they just didn't get the actress back.
Yeah, but, I think she was off doing Back to the Future by then.
Yeah, so this didn't bring her back, so they had to make up an idea that she's gone because she left him. Maybe he's too nice of a guy. Or maybe she needs that push.
Yeah, she needed somebody who was going to be a dick to her.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, you know what, 17-year-olds out there listening? Be cool and also kind of a dick.
Yeah, because if you're too cool, they're going to run over you. If you're too much of a dick, they'll eventually leave you and complain about how much of a dick you were. They'll still think about you.
Yeah, you got to find that sweet spot.
Yeah. You want to keep them, you got to be, you know, sweet and sour. That's what I call it.
Yeah, you have to be Curry Man from... Because he's sweet, he's spicy. From what I hear from the ladies, he tastes great.
During the Curry Man dance, no one can see.
Man, I wish Curry Man would come back, but...
Well, Christopher Dan is doing pretty good by himself now.
Yeah, he's having a lot of fun pulling out martinis out of his locker and shit. Have you seen him do that?
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
There was one, he walked to commentary and he was sitting there. And he's like, guess what, Taz? They pulled a martini up from nowhere. Oh, that was great. So Daniel goes back to Mr. Miyagi's house.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's no parenting going on in this movie. His mom's just here and there.
He's driving the cars and shit, just doing whatever. His mom's like, whatever. She'll deal with it later. They never bring up his dad, I think.
I think they say he's divorced, or his mom's divorced.
Yeah.
Like, early in the movie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we did touch a bit, like, she's a single parent. So, after the shitty date Daniel goes on, he sees her again at school. Once again, metaphorically kicks some more dirt on her, like, you could have just went with him, you know, and, you know, bleh. You know, whatever the kids say these days when they're feeling angsty and shit. Yeah. I don't know angsty teenagers. And she's like, you know what, I'll make it out, like, it'll be all right. I'm used to people treating me like shit. Yeah. So, I'm still into you.
In fact, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I'm looking for a guy just like you. And, I have this thing I have to go to later today, but pick me up afterwards. Yeah. You know, borrow that shitty car your mom has.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe she doesn't have to drive this time, like a grown adult who's going on a real date. And pick me up from this thing I have to do with my parents. So, we go to, or cut to, the fucking ball that they're having, or luncheon, or whatever the hell rich people do.
Yeah, because they did a lot of training in between all that, just to clarify.
Yeah. And they also brought up, like, but he's from fucking San Bernardino. No, he's from San Fernando.
Yeah.
You know, he's no good for you. You're from the hills and shit like that.
Yeah, that's something that's funny, because, like, her dad's telling her that, you know, not this guy who's taking y'all on dates and being nice. You're in love with Johnny.
Yeah. You should like Johnny. He wears skinny ties, made of leather, and
continuously takes what he wants. It tells you when you've had enough.
Yeah. I mean, we've all met Johnny. He's a nice boy, right?
Yeah.
He hangs out with that war veteran we know so much. With that strangely intense war veteran?
Yeah.
So, Daniel's like, I have to pick her up at 8:30. He shows up. Johnny's there dancing with her.
Yeah.
Of course, he's just going to take a kiss, because that's what he does.
Yeah, he takes every day.
And Daniel fucking turns and run away crying.
Yeah, because he's not going to stand up to him. That karate's not going to help him now.
Well, they can't fight anyways.
Yeah.
But it's not going to stop him from running away crying. And he runs, gets spaghetti poured all over him.
Oh, yeah, everyone laughs at him.
And the whole, like, everyone there, all the rich people who don't know who this is, the fucking kitchen staff is laughing at him.
Everyone just turns, oh, this is a kid, he's embarrassed.
Ah, what an asshole.
Fuck that guy, his dream.
Boo this guy.
They're all going to laugh at you. They're all going to laugh at you.
He's covered in red spaghetti sauce, just like that scene. And, you know, Allie kind of stands up for herself. I guess this is the scene where we're supposed to be like, oh, she's standing up for herself. Because she punches Johnny in the fucking face.
Yeah.
But he's such a badass, he doesn't even sell it. It's like it never even happened.
No sale.
Nothing. So Daniel goes, he rides his bike to Mr. Miyagi's house. He's having a shitty day, covered in spaghetti.
Yeah.
I'm sure seagulls are flying around following him and shit.
A flock of seagulls, because it was the 80s.
Yeah, he did run away. He ran so far away, actually.
Yeah.
And Mr. Miyagi, probably having a shitty day of his own, drunk off his ass. And this isn't just like, you know, kind of drinking. He's not sort of, like, had a few drinks.
He's been at it for a while.
Yeah, he's fucking drunk. You kind of get the idea that he probably is, from the beginning of the day, you know, drinking was the only thing on his mind.
That he planned it ahead of time. And he planned it around his schedule of training with martial arts. So that way he just do nothing but get plastered all day.
Yeah.
So he's not expecting company by the time Daniel shows up.
And then Mr. Miyagi, like any good drunk, is like, hey, have a drink with me.
Yeah, it's his kid.
Yeah. 17-year-old, have a drink with me.
And then Daniel tries to sip it. It just burns. Like, what? Actually tries to chug it. Like, why would you try to chug it?
I think he just takes a drink of it. It's kind of like, ooh, this burns. Like,
yeah, like, this is grown man drink, sir.
Oh, the tea is going bad.
What is this? It's terrible soda.
And we're totally soda mocking, pop. Like, a legit, like, serious scene where we find out that Mr. Miyagi was once married.
Yeah.
And his wife died. And he's wearing his uniform from when he was part of the 442nd Regiment combat team.
Yeah.
Who is a real regiment from World War II.
Yeah.
That mostly fought in Europe.
Yeah.
And I think is the highest decorated army platoon, like, in like the history of the army, I think.
Yeah.
And you kind of get from this part of the movie that, like, Mr. Miyagi's wife and, like, son, or not newborn son, because she was still pregnant at the time, were put in an internment camp, which is a real thing that happened in America at the time.
Yeah.
We were like, oh no, the Japanese Americans that already live here are going to be spies, and they're going to sell, like, secrets to fucking the Japanese.
Yeah.
Let's round them up out of their homes and put them in these camps.
Yeah.
And, you know, when World War II finally did end, like, 2 years later, or whatever. I forgot. Maybe not even 2 years. It wasn't that long we were in World War II.
Yeah.
When it ended, they were just kind of handed them, like, a $50 check, a bus ticket, like, here you go.
Yeah.
You know, the homes you go back to, probably not there. Sold off to somebody else.
Yeah.
So it's pretty fucked up. And Daniel finds a little letter that Mr. Miyagi was holding onto that tells Mr. Miyagi, who was fighting in World War II at the time,
yeah,
that his wife and son died in the internment camp during childbirth. So you sort of get, like, no wonder he's drinking today. Like, today's probably the anniversary of that. And
like, his wife and child died, and then he comes home basically nothing now.
Yeah. In his house that could have been there has probably been taken from him.
He has to rebuild from, like, you know, from scratch.
Yeah.
And they don't really say it, like, just flat out just say it. They leave hints for you to figure out, put the story together yourself.
Yeah, there's newspapers, there's a picture, there's kind of, like, Daniel reads the little note that says his wife and son died.
Yeah.
And you sort of get why Mr. Miyagi didn't want to teach Daniel karate to begin with.
He said it was for father to son, and he's not really his son because he doesn't have a son.
Yeah, that's why he was like, I'm not going to just train whoever in karate.
Yeah.
You know, it's a serious thing. Like, it is the 80s, but, you know, at that time, I'm sure Mr. Miyagi was thinking, you know, I'm going to have a son or a daughter. I'm going to have a child.
Yeah.
You know, this is who I'm going to teach everything I know to.
Yeah, and it didn't happen. And that's his life he lives of kind of being isolated to himself, not really dealing with anyone else. Probably why he keeps himself busy all the time.
Yeah, probably, you know, you don't want to think about it. Keep yourself busy. Man, it got deep, didn't it?
Did, right?
In his fucking kids movie, suddenly. And it just plays further into the, like, father-son thing that's going on with Daniel and Mr. Miyagi. Like, I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. Like, this scene takes the movie from fun, like, kids movie to, like, oh shit, this is a really serious movie. This is some real stuff
happening, yeah. As much fun as we picked that, the fact they're dressed up as skeletons and beating the shit out of Daniel and throwing sand at people.
Yeah. Metaphorically and physically.
Yeah. That scene is just like, man, this is really,
that is some serious shit. And then Daniel, like, you know, folds the letter up, puts Mr. Miyagi to bed, sees the bonsai patch, like, in his belongings, and then, you know, bows to him, even though he's asleep.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's just, like, you really get this, like, hey, you know, these dudes are friends.
Yeah, it's not just him just keep training him to do this just because, or
yeah, like, Mr. Miyagi really took, I don't know, it took a lot for Mr. Miyagi to be like this, I'm gonna help this kid.
And for him to see Mr. Miyagi like that, he's only seen him as serious and straightforward and,
you know, maybe having fun occasionally.
Yeah, but not as much as that really being open and as fluent as he was. It's just being a regular guy. Just being a regular ass guy.
Yeah, we get some real character building there.
Yeah. And we see it a little bit of it later with during another montage they're doing. I think, or maybe it's a little earlier during the montage where he's like training on top of a boat. You kind of see like Miyagi lose his shit laughing at him.
All right, well, that's just Miyagi having a good time.
Yeah, but I think it's kind of cool that you see him a little looser than he was at the very beginning of the movie.
Yeah, he's starting to warm up to Daniel. It's not just like, I'm going to teach you and like I'm going to be super serious all the time.
Yeah, I'm not going to teach you, dude. Just fuck off. I go about my business. It's more of, I like having you around, bro.
Yeah. You know, homies help homies.
Yeah.
And which is probably why Toshihiro Mifune, probably the wrong dude for this movie. Because I'm never going to be this weak in the movie. Like, you know,
yeah.
You're going to tell me the guy from Seven Samurai is going to have like a fucking lighthearted moment? No. He's square business all the time.
I think they needed someone to be able to that was lighthearted enough to pull off the character, but they needed someone to be stern at the same time.
Yeah. And when you hear Pat Morita talk in real life, he doesn't do the Miyagi voice.
No.
Like, he talks like a normal dude. He talks like a dude from California, actually.
Yeah, the accent and all that stuff's put on.
Yeah. Which, at the time, I didn't know.
Yeah.
So I would see him later and be like, why is Mr. Miyagi talking so weird? Like,
yeah.
Little did I know, like, the Miyagi, hey, bro, is, like, sort of what he always does.
Yeah.
So we get that poignant moment. We get a bit more, like, training during this time. You know, punches. Daniel getting a little too, like, playing around with his Ali impersonation.
Yeah.
And, Mr. Miyagi and, like, Daniel hanging out more. You know, they're being, like, having a good time with each other. And Daniel's birthday comes up. And Mr. Miyagi gives him, like, one of his cars. One of his classic cars that he just kind of has around.
Yeah. Just tells him, just take anyone you want.
Yeah, pick one. And
what kind of lifestyle was Miyagi living? We had that many cars.
I don't know. Like, maybe he bought it, like, in the 50s and shit. Because they're all, like, 40s, 50s cars. Maybe he just bought them while they were cheap. Held on to them. And he has a fucking big house. So who the hell knows? Maybe he's got, like, Japanese oil money.
I guess.
He invested in something wisely. You chose wisely. That's Temple of Doom. That's Last Crusade shit. You remember the fucking knight? He chose poorly.
Yeah.
But, so Daniel finally gets a car. He doesn't have to depend on his mom anymore for rides or his bike. He can finally upgrade to wheels.
Yes.
To four wheels instead of two.
He's actually driving her in the passenger seat, not popping them on the handlebars or anything.
Yeah, she doesn't have to stand on the back pegs. And to get, like, more serious on your ass, we get that Daniel tells Mr. Miyagi, you're the best friend I've ever had. And there's kind of that, like, pause for the audience to, like, wipe away tears.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my god. They're really connecting everybody.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I mean, I really did enjoy it. Just everything after that scene of him being drunk just shows you how much they care about each other.
Yeah. And I don't know, it takes like sort of like it's not like Mr. Miyagi wasn't a full character, and it wasn't like he didn't, you know, have a like a more comedic or softer side to him. It's just since then you sort of like get this like, oh man, like you kind of,
you view him in a different light. You realize he's not just a teacher. He has his own life and background he experienced and dealt with. And his own stories to tell that he's just not telling.
Yeah. Like, there's more to Mr. Miyagi than you might know.
Yeah.
And also, he gives him the karate gi that has the bonsai patch on it.
Yeah.
That he says that his wife made a long time ago. So, you know, that's even more.
It's more deeper to show that they care about each other. And I don't know if he knows that Daniel knows about what happened.
I don't think he knows either.
Yeah.
Because he was drunk, and when Daniel found out that his wife, like, passed away...
He was already asleep and tucked in.
Yeah, he was already out. And I'm sure Daniel's not just gonna bring it up.
Yeah, so, like, to him... So it meant a lot to both of them, but it was, like, unspoken how much it meant.
And I'm sure Daniel, like, finding out that it was, like, his wife's patch that she made means even more, like, than probably even Miyagi knows at that point.
Yeah.
Man, here we go, getting...
Jesus.
We're getting deep again. I mean, no one came to hear that. Let's get back to the laughs, everybody. So the karate tournament's finally upon us. And Mr. Miyagi's like, I'm teaching you karate. The guy who's signing up is like, well, what belt is he? And he's like,
Fuck it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what he is. And he's like, well, this is only for black belts. Oh, well, he's a black belt then.
Yeah.
Did I say no belt? I meant black belt.
Yeah.
We finally start the tournament. And we get a pretty, I don't want to say sweet montage, because it's not like the fight in action is just super badass.
They filmed enough montage for the song, You're the Best.
For You're the Best to play, like, almost all the way through.
Yeah.
And we didn't touch on this, but the director of this movie also directed Rocky. Rocky 1. Yeah. You're the Best was originally written for Rocky 3.
Was it?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Like, the guy who wrote the song, something Esposito, he said that the song was originally meant for part 3.
Yeah.
That's why some of the lyrics don't kind of, like, match what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, like, history repeats itself.
Yeah.
Try and you will see. Like, that's not, you know, for Rocky in part 3.
Yeah.
That would make more sense compared to Daniel, who has no history. Yeah. Unless, like, the history of getting your ass whooped is what they're talking about.
And you don't want that to repeat itself.
But they didn't go with that song because they went with Survivor's Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah.
But Survivor also wrote the main theme song to The Karate Kid.
Oh.
So it's just weird. I guess the guy was like, eh, it's a pretty good song. Let's throw it in this.
Yeah.
And now it's like the standout song from the movie.
Yeah.
But during that whole thing, we get like a karate tournament going on. You know, Allie showed up because she likes to be treated like shit.
Yeah.
Every chance she gets. And Daniel's like making it far in the tournament.
He's doing pretty good. He's kind of shocked that he's doing so good. If you look at his face, he's like throwing punches and connecting with him and kind of looking at Miyagi like, I did good, huh?
That shit happened?
Yeah.
Like, even at first, in his very first fight, he's kind of running out of the ring. He's, like, not sure what to do.
Yeah.
And Miyagi's like, you know, it is for defense. Like, you don't have to retreat all the time. Yeah. You know? Stop being such a wuss, bro.
That's what he's saying.
Get in there.
Get in there, bro.
Put your hands on him. You know, other MMA fucking douche shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, Daniel's doing pretty good. He makes it to, like, the second to last round.
Yeah.
And that's when Kreese, you know, the fucking, like, sensei to the Cobra Kai, tells one of the guys, fuck him up. Like, you know, just basically, fuck it.
He says that he doesn't want to beat. He's like, what do you mean? I'll get disqualified. He's like, fuck him up, and then...
Yeah, basically, like, break something. Like, break this dude's leg or something like that.
Yeah.
And he's like, you got a problem with that? He's like, fuck yeah, I got a problem with that. But I'm not going to fight a crazy non-vet, so I'll do it.
Yeah.
And he goes in there, Bobby, I think, the guy earlier who was like, he's had enough, Johnny.
Yeah.
So he's kind of sympathetic to Daniel.
Yeah, because he already felt he had enough.
Yeah.
Earlier in the film.
And, you know, he kicks him in the leg, fucks it all up.
Yeah.
He goes and he's like, I'm sorry, Daniel, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And Daniel, being our hero, is like, you know what? I'm finishing this tournament. You know, even though I'm all fucked up and I shouldn't be fighting, he tells Mr. Miyagi, you know what? Like, if I run from these guys and I don't finish this tournament, like, win or lose, they're just going to be like, he pussed out right at the end.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what. I have to at least go out there and try something.
Yeah. And earlier in the movie, Mr. Miyagi rubs his hands together and then does a little thing to fix his shoulder.
Yeah. He like basically just applies heat and pressure to it.
Yeah.
Sort of like rubbing Icy Hot on it.
Yeah, so at this point, when his legs fucked up, they call back to it, but it's a little more dramatic.
Yeah, they have fucking dramatic music. It's like the Undertaker just hit the arena and shit. Undertaker's dong showed up.
So they fix his leg enough for him to be able to walk on it and fight.
I mean, not really walk. He's sort of hobbling here and there.
Yeah, hobbling, yeah. Johnny actually wins the tournament without him being in there, but they say they're going to bring him back in because he still wants to compete. So now they're in the finals.
Yeah, they're all shocked. Daniel LaRusso's going to fight?
Yeah.
And it's like, you said it loud enough, announcer, that we could all hear. You don't have to repeat it.
Yeah.
But I guess he's like, I need that screen time, son. I got Let me turn and repeat the shit. Daniel LaRusso is going to fight. I mean, we are kind of breezing past the tournament. I don't know if there's really much to talk about that.
Fat guy got kicked in the stomach.
Yeah, I fucking love his, like, march to be kicked in the fucking gut.
There's a lot of people getting kicked, basically, is what happened.
Yeah, it's all kicks.
Yeah, mostly kicks. No, all that punches didn't really play into, like, fucking... All that punching they were doing, all that right-hand punch they were doing the entire movie, And cannot play into the tournament.
Her ass is just eating up that fucking pants. You see that? I didn't notice that before. It's like her fucking back pocket is folded into her butthole.
We're watching the Karate Kid as we do this show.
Now you can cut that all out. So Daniel's like, I'm gonna finish this. You know, who the hell, like, I'm just gonna try.
Yeah. Gotta believe.
You know, Parappa style.
Yeah.
And he goes out there, scores 2 points. He's actually doing pretty good for himself.
Yeah.
Even hobbling on one leg. He's sort of like sidestep punching the way like Anderson Silva would or something.
Yeah.
And he gets one like sweet hit in to the back of fucking Johnny's head. Like he takes him down, hits him in the fucking head.
Yeah.
And it breaks his nose or fucks his nose up to where he's got like a nosebleed.
Yeah.
And the ref's like, go see your sensei. And that's when we get the line, sweep the leg.
Yeah.
You got a problem with that?
And Johnny's like, but I've already decided he's had enough.
Yeah, I think I've officially... I mean, this nosebleed signifies enough, right? I would assume so.
Yeah.
But no, he's like, you got a problem with that? He's like, no, sensei, because I'm fucking scared of you.
And what you see in part two, he's not afraid to knock a kid out.
Yeah, not afraid to choke shit out of somebody.
Yeah.
Which makes you wonder, where's Johnny's parents at?
Do you think Johnny's parents think he's like a good kid in school?
I would imagine. It's one of those like, you know, they turned a blind eye to the other extracurricular shit they do. He does. Yeah. Because he's probably on the soccer team or whatever. You know, because soccer is a big deal here.
Yeah. But I can't imagine having kids and they're fucking like teenagers and they're just bullying people in school and not knowing about it.
I mean, I don't know. I could probably see it.
Like, not knowing that they're douchebags. I mean, it's not like not Johnny level.
It's not like you tell your parents everything you're doing. But at the same time, Johnny is, like, out in the middle of night.
Trying to kill kids. Riding his dirt bike.
Like, wouldn't you at least be like, where the fuck were you at?
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe there's a sad story in Johnny's life. His father beats him and is an alcoholic.
Yeah, and his mom probably dies and his father blames him for it. Maybe probably died during a childbirth. Probably never knew his mom, so there's no weakness.
I don't know about that.
So he doesn't know how to treat women.
I would say Johnny probably has seen his mom being abused by his father.
Yeah.
And it's all he knows. All he knows is being aggressive and shit.
Yeah, that's how you keep a woman in check. That's how you make her love you. And
Kreese is just feeding into all that.
Yeah.
Like, no mercy and shit like that.
Like your father. Your mom's weak. No mercy.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck him. Fuck both of them.
Fuck everybody. Fuck the world.
Yeah. Get on his motorcycle, pops his collar, his jacket, rides off.
Dedicate my life to white guy karate. And, do you not know about white guy karate?
Steven Seagal and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's sort of, like, referred to as, like, whenever you see a movie, and, like, a white guy in the movie's doing karate, but it looks all weak. Like,
yeah,
it looks lame.
It doesn't flow like it should.
Yeah. That's always referred to as white guy karate. Or when you see, like, you know, oh, I'm going to learn the ancient art of karate by, like, Master Stevenson. Fat white guy in a karate gi. Yeah. Like, why is this guy? Which is, I mean, you kind of get that a lot in real life. There is always, like, the fat sensei guy who's like, yeah, I've done all this and that.
And they always sport a standalone mustache, really think about it.
Or some sort of ironic facial. Well, not ironic to them, but some sort of facial hair.
Yeah.
So, Kreese is like, fucking sweep that leg, Johnny. And he's like, I can't, dude. That's gonna fucking, you know, that's fucked up. Like, I fight with honor, despite all the shit you say.
Yeah, despite all the other stuff I've done. I have some honor. I won't kick a dog while it's down.
But he still does.
Yeah, he does it anyway.
He fucking sweeps the leg once, gets a point. Sweeps the leg again, gets another point. Catches his leg and fucking does like an elbow like he's gonna try to break that shit off.
It doesn't count as a point. I guess it was too brutal.
Well, I think they fucking took the point from
him. Yeah.
And then Daniel pulls out the fucking crane kick, which we didn't really touch on.
Yeah.
That was part of the montage. They don't really like spend too much time on it, actually.
They don't. I thought they would have because of the fact that, you know, it's used at the very end of the movie and it's part of pop culture now. Does he ever do it again in any other sequels?
He tries to pull it out in part two, but the guy blocks it.
Oh.
That's when he has to pull out the drum punch.
That's right.
That he just learned. He's got to beat him with the new move.
Yeah, he's always beat him with the new move.
And Daniel pulls out the crane kick, Lyoto Machida style, and knocks Johnny the fuck out.
Yeah.
Because as we've seen in real life, the crane kick really works.
Yeah.
You know, Machida knocked out Couture with it. Anderson Silva sort of just front kicked Vitor with it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you hit a front kick pretty, like, do it right. You can knock someone the fuck out.
Yeah.
Maybe even win a All Valley State Karate Tournament.
Yeah. That you'll probably hold on for the rest of your life to tell your kids about. Imagine if Johnny and Daniel live close to each other. They're checking the mail.
Yeah. So, baby, like, walk to the mailbox with a fucking trophy. This whole thing, I'm just pulling it out to polish, you know what I'm saying?
I walk with it around all the time. It's like my cell phone. It's my keychain. Have keys hanging from it. Yeah.
Go set it in the passenger seat. Start the car. And, you know, Johnny brings Daniel the trophy. You're all right, LaRusso. Freeze frame, Mr. Miyagi smiling at the camera.
Yeah.
And that's the Karate Kid, everybody.
Yeah, that's how he is.
And I, as a kid, I loved the shit out of Karate Kid. As a man, I still love the shit out of Karate Kid.
Yeah, I watched it with you recently just to, for the show, and it still hits those notes. I actually enjoyed it this time around better than I did as a kid.
Yeah, you sort of like, I guess because you can see more of like the mature shit they're doing in there. Like as a kid, you're sort of like, you know, I just saw Double Impact. What else kind of karate related? Well, not even Double Impact. That's much later.
Yeah,
it's, you know, I just saw American Ninja. What else with karate can I see?
Yeah, American Ninja. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, they're doing white guy karate in it.
Fine. I just saw Best of the Best. And to keep in mind, the movie's like 2 hours long.
Yeah.
And as a kid, like, how did I have the patience to sit through a 2-hour movie that doesn't really have as much karate as the title would seem?
I think it's a lot of our parents putting us in front of the TV and saying, here, now watch this.
Yeah.
And we're like, fuck it.
Hey, I'm not going to raise you for the next 2 hours.
Yeah.
Watch this.
Probably on a tape of stuff you like as well.
Yeah. It was right after Charlie and the Chocolate, or Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Occupy Junior tape that she pops in, or whoever pops in.
Here you go. This will keep him busy. It's Karate Kid, Temple of Doom. Like, he'll be all right. He's watching Raiders of the Lost Ark. And you know what? I got Revenge of the Jedi right after it, so...
Yeah, it's perfectly fine.
That buys me 4 hours of not having to hear this bastard fucking scream about everything.
Yeah.
And you know what? The Rocketeer's coming out, so I think our week is set.
You still call Return Revenge? That's how much of a nerd you are.
Oh, shit. Did I do that?
That's how much of a nerd you are. You still call Return Revenge.
I didn't even think about that. But, yeah, I mean, it also helped that at this age there was the Nintendo game.
Yeah.
Or regular Nintendo for kids out there who only know the Nintendo as a ROM they can download.
Yeah, they only know, they only download emulators now. We had the whole box and had to buy all those emulated games individually.
Yeah, back when they were like $50 a pop.
Yeah.
And the Karate Kid, like, when you think about the Karate Kid game, really only the part of the first movie is the tournament right at the beginning.
Yeah.
Because it would be... whenever somebody would punch, and then you immediately go to Karate Kid 2.
Yeah.
Because you're in Japan now, the next stage is that storm, the tsunami.
Yeah.
You have to, like, play mini games, like breaking the ice, catching flies.
Yeah, man, the game was fun, man, I'm telling you. I never beat it, though.
Chopping that hammer, that swinging hammer thing. I never beat that. I remember because after the tsunami, you, like, it's everything's red, and there's clay pots and birds coming at you.
Yeah.
Like, really? I can't defeat a fucking bird? I'm the Karate Man.
It was ridiculous. It was kind of one of those things like Universal Soldier, the video game.
I don't remember that. Is it like Lawnmower Man for Super Nintendo?
No, Lawnmower Man is actually pretty good. Oh. But it's kind of the thing of making you do something even though it's not part of the story.
I mean, they did a lot of that. The Goonies game. And funnily enough, if you watch all the way through the credits, you'll see a special thanks to DC Comics.
For what?
In Legion of Superheroes. Are you familiar with the Legion of Superheroes?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, in the future, for people who don't know. In the future, there's a group of kids who got together.
Yeah.
You know, they heard stories of Superman and wanted to be, like, their own Justice League.
Yeah.
But they're the Legion of Superheroes. There's lame people like Bouncing Boy, who's a big fat guy who bounces around like a ball. One of the guys, Karate Kid.
Ah.
Who's an Asian dude who, you know, knows karate.
So they basically had to pay him off for the license, where the rights to use the name.
Yeah, they pretty much just asked... hey, can we use the name Karate Kid?
And they're like, sure, why not?
Yeah, why not? Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, nobody knows this guy.
Yeah, fuck this guy. We're going to kill him off, probably.
Yeah, thanks for just checking in on us.
Yeah. So, thumbs up. We still love the movie to this very day, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's all time we have for today's show. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. We're available on iTunes. Rate and review us. Subscribe to us. Watts got a blog, Jim's Movies and Junk. blogspot.com. Check us out on Tumblr. Fucking Google us. I'm Notorious J.I.M.
And I'm Julian.
I bid you a good day.